After 3 years away, it's time again to play. Collingwood's mobile park program is coming back to Collingwood Parks this summer after 3 years of not running due to the pandemic. The intention of the program is to create social connections, to bring community members together through play and provide free opportunities for animating our parks, said Jennifer Parker, the town's coordinator of community well-being and inclusion and project manager. It's exciting to be able to get it back out into the community. The mobile park program began in 2016 when Collingwood joined the Healthy Kids Community Challenge. The challenge came with a provincial grant that allowed the town to purchase the equipment outright. The mobile park is a collection of activities that can be set up anywhere and encourage social, problem-solving, and physical skills as well as facilitating outdoor play. Materials include a block-based imagination playground and giant-sized games including Connect Four, Jenga, Tic-Tac-Toe and Yahtzee. It's always been a really popular program, said Parker, noting that the parks chosen this year have had the biggest turnouts in past years. Every Tuesday starting July 25, the mobile park stops at Heritage Park, 451 3rd Street, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Every Thursday, the mobile park will stop at a different park from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. July 27, J.J. Cooper Park, 91 Chamberlain Crescent. August 3, Walnut Street Park, 425 Walnut Drive. August 10, Bell Boulevard Park, 21 Bell Boulevard. August 17, Kinsman Park, 43 Lockhart Road. August 24, Morbay Park, 39 A Bush Street. August 31, Riverside Park, 19 William Street. We're really excited to be back out in the park spaces and we look forward to seeing everyone have some play in the park, said Parker. For more information on the mobile park program, click here. With files from Erica Engel.